Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Very briefly, we consider Genesis 37. The Joseph anointing part 2. I told God when I became a pastor, I said I don't want to be a motivational speaker. We use those ones in business and marketing. But as a spiritual man, your tongue must be anointed. So that when you say it, it happens. If it's not happening, we must investigate what is wrong on the other side. So when you pray in tongues for 5 hours to be shaking and being braggadocious to your friend, you know, I waited on the Lord for 7 hours for 4 days, and you know, it was wonderful. The Lord revealed himself to me. We don't have time for that. We do that same activity with a different purpose in mind, so that we will not stand before men or problems and do 5 hours. So when you say it, it happens immediately. Try it. It can work for you. It's not because I'm a pastor. This one, Joseph chapter 2. You are waiting for me to call Genesis. It's Joseph. Go to verse 5. I would like to, if I was to choose a church to attend, am I clear at the back? If I was to choose a church, I will look for a church where humanity and divinity meet. If I was you. Joseph is a clear case of a man who operated the supernatural realm naturally. Look at that scripture. And Joseph dreamt a dream. And he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. I shared certain things about the consecrations of to be carrying the Joseph anointing in the first service. You probably won't listen to that message. But here, give me that scripture. He dreamt. His spiritual gift was the prophetic gift of dreams. Everybody dreams, but not everyone has the prophetic gift of dreams. Please note it. A guy willing to live the ordinary life but had a gift, the ability to dream. That dream didn't mean 2 cents to him. But his enemies knew what he was carrying. And some of you wonder, why is it that you are always on the edge with certain people? They know your potential. They know they only need to give you space for 1 month to coordinate that place. And then they will realize, wow, is this the kind of person we have been? We need to use this man. God needs to expose you. Most times, the last person to know the power of his gift is the carrier. He dreamed a dream and he told it to his brethren, thinking we are one. We are one in Christ. We are in the same department in church. When I say father, she will say fire. But they can't understand why you were chosen. Some feel they deserve it. Some feel you've not paid your dues. Some feel you are not the kind of person God will use. But they forget that God said, I raise those who are in the pit and I make them princes. If he did anything that was in the regular, it wouldn't be God. It wouldn't be God that you went to school, had the first degree, second degree, got a job. That's normal. That's normal. But to study history and then be in the tech world. That's not normal. Oh, I'm not joking. No. I'm talking about. You read history for 4 years. Now you are writing programming. You are doing all kinds of things. You are the MD of an IT firm. And your background, not IT. I'm talking about my friend. Fries his hair. I'll bring him here. James. There are some people that are born gifted. Their seed is their future. It has nothing to do with their certificate. There are some special children like that. Peradventure, you are one of them. That you came into this world with a gift, a spiritual gift, like the prophetic gift of dreams. Don't be surprised when you have contentions. Don't be surprised when you can decipher and solve the problems of everybody, but your own solution is in darkness. You are not able to say, this is the way forward, but you lay hands on everybody and they are sharing testimony. And yet you are asking God, what about me? What about me? What about me? You are just there, just like, I prayed for Sister Lee, she shared it. I prayed for Brady, she shared it. Sister, what about you? You are blank. But today the heavens are being steered. And the power of God is flowing in your direction. And Joseph that was condemned in the pit will be delivered. Because you are going to take delivery today. Before Zion traveled, she brought forth a man child. Your gift is powerful. Especially if you found yourself to be with that gift as a young child. Most times, the Lord, when you are born into this world, the Almighty God equips you physically and spiritually. Except that the moment you came into the world, you came in and you are watching cartoon. So, most times people can easily just not know that something is there. For instance, growing up as a child, I couldn't explain why I was always fascinated by prophets. As a young child, I wasn't born again. I didn't plan to be born again. But when I saw anybody anywhere prophesy, Shalei Masa, and there will be vibe. There was a way we used to prophesy in those days, like technology has done something now. You see them, even whether I go to white garment or red garment or Pentecostal, you see them, the way they prophesy. Oh my God, if you go to CAC, oh my God, you see the way they prophesy, go to assemblies of God. You see, I would literally, everybody close their eyes, I would just be watching. And I'm asking questions. How is she able to hear what others cannot hear? How is she able to see? How is she... Sir, what's your surname? Yes. How is she able to see the things and she's prophesying? I mean, there was a time somebody was prophesying and they wanted to test what that lady was saying. She was prophesying to say, for instance, this woman. Then they took the woman away. The eyes of that prophet was shut. They took the woman, my sister, away and brought a man. Without opening her eyes, the prophecy changed. Do you understand what I'm saying? She started prophesying about this man without opening her eyes. It's as if they just flipped the screen. Say, look at this one now. His name is John. And she started speaking. There is a realm. Your dreams are a gateway between you and the supernatural. If you don't protect that space, they will only always be pressing you. It's a gateway. God gave it to every man. Whether you are born again or not, that gift will lead you to Christ. There was a particular brother, I met him many years ago, maybe 2005. The guy was so gifted in dreams and visions, but he was not saved. He was the first person I would see, born a gift like that, but wasn't saved. And he was a student. He just transferred to that school. And when he details some of the things he's seen, prophets are not seeing those things. But he wasn't born again. He said, I'm not born again. No. I'm just a student. And he kept seeing those things till I came into the picture. And I said to him, I am in this picture now because this encounter is going to mark an end to that season. Those visions were to bring you to Christ. And I was able to share the gospel with him, led him to Christ. The moment he accepted Jesus, the vision stopped. So now he has to read his Bible. You have to say, look at this place. We are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Lawyer, cram that one, cram it. I started teaching him the word of God. But up till now, I still don't really understand what happened in that scenario. I felt leading him to Christ should amplify his gift. It shut it down. Because now, if that gift will surface, it must first be chained. So that he won't become another prophet on one mountain with two wives, telling people who they should marry. If you are someone that is like Joseph and you are gifted in dreams, look, that is your answer. This guy had a very powerful gift, but he didn't know what the gift was about. And he taught by sharing it with familiar people, with familiar spirits. They will be able to help him. Yet, they found him to be not qualified. Among the 11 of us, why should it be you? Because God was looking for a child to continue the generational blessing from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. The one found worthy to carry that mandate was the 11th child. Not the first. God's idea of seniority is not who came first. He said, for there are two nations within your womb, but it is the younger. It is the older that we serve the younger. That's God's idea of seniority. So when you find that at a very young age, like 17, which was the case in Joseph's story, you are already becoming proficient. You are looking like you have a very bright star. You are already showing propensity for certain things. Like Jesus, you are having audience with older people. People who are older than you are asking you for questions. Asking for your opinion. Those are landmarks. We begin to say, let us look at this child. It's like God wants to do something. But you will find that those kind of children, at major bus stops, they'll be having contention. They can struggle with jam. There are some of them, Satan could not stop them. He waited for them at the gateway of marriage. Brought in one of his own children. The man was finished. There was a brother in Kaduna, a Muslim, who became a Christian. A radical Muslim. But he had an encounter, became a Christian. And he joined the Deeper Life Church. When he joined the Deeper Life Church, they taught him how to pray. I know I've told you guys, the way we pray then is not the way we pray now. Now we pray with earplugs and the headset. You are listening to Sinach, listening to so many people to boost your energy because you don't have. In those days, my brother, when we pray, you'll be here. The person doesn't want you, it's not that he's speaking in tongues, but he doesn't want you to know what he's saying. But he has to pray fervently. You don't cross leg. We are not taught that. But he speak in his mind, he's speaking clear English. And for a long time, I used to pray this way. Myself, yes. That's what I meant. It's not, it wasn't the Holy Spirit, but that's what I meant. So it's like, you know about this thing. This brother will pray for hours until he became an embarrassment to his Muslim family. So they sent the eldest person to go and call him back to his senses. And the man came to his house, knocked on his door. He had changed his name. So let's say his new name is John. This story was told to me by my mentor directly because he spoke to the man himself. He spoke to this man himself. You see, if you have a powerful gift, you must be skilled in warfare. Because don't think you are the only one who knows you have that gift. Satan knows, God knows. And they can hijack your gift. Your gift can be hijacked. This particular brother, the oldest person in the family came to him and said, John, you must come back to the faith. This is not the name we gave you. The moment the oldest person spoke to him, he spoke to him in Hausa and said, sir, give me 1 minute. So the man stood at the entrance of the door of the house. He went into his room, knelt down. The man was at the door. He was hearing. This man is a single brother. And he came out after 30 minutes. Uncle, what are you saying? The man fell under the anointing. Passed out. It's not a matter of I don't believe in folly. I used to stand where when they want to lay us out. You're a joker. When real anointing touch you, you will know. He lay, he said, Uncle, so what are you saying? The man fainted, got up, ran out. I said, that guy's a devil. Nobody should go to that house again. But how did they get him? They got him. It was not our brethren from the other religion. Satan planted a girl in his life. The girl was from the marine world. The girl tied her hair the way we tie our hair in church. The girl did not wear a ring. For those of you who only believe things you can see, you judge Shade for wearing nice things, but you are celebrating that one that, you know, says she's following Jesus. She doesn't wear a ring. They planted the girl. Every time they are praying, she will be shaking, shaking, shaking. May the Lord give you eyes that can see what others cannot see. Say, this contract is just 2 million. We are going to have 60, 40. They are just talking. And all the Spirit of God is saying is lies, 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 lies. He's a liar. But you are just, okay, you know, give me some time. Let me think about this. It's a lie. God has told you, because no, man, there's nothing. Carry your bag and go. Say, so what we're going to do is we're going to bring in a third party. We're going to have a joint venture. It's going to be a JV. You are laughing because the SPC say lies. It's like an alarm. Lies, 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 lies. I'm not joking. Some of you have these experiences. You just know there's nothing there. That guy is just wasting his time. Say, so I really need us to agree on this, because I'll be leaving for the US for my PhD in 6 months. So if we are on the same page, you can get married. And you say, lies, 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 lies. Nobody go. So if you enter that trap. Say, pastor, he loves me. He doesn't love you. Love is a decision. You must know something to love. You don't love in isolation. You must know something. And when after you know it, if you say, I will still marry you, then you love. It's not a feeling. They planted this woman in his life. And he lost every spiritual sense of direction. Because the lady was looking like us in church. And they gave her one assignment. Sleep with him. She tried. She got him. Only once. Just once. And they got married. So now she must finish the work. Because they saw that there was a mandate over his life, and he must be killed while he's still in seed form. Unfortunately, lone rangers don't survive. If he had gone to the church then, because knowledge was scarce, we didn't know so many things, they would have judged him. They would, you know, with so many things we know about the different ministries, gift of the Spirit. But then it was holiness, righteousness, sanctification, baptism of the Spirit. Even that baptism of the Spirit, you can't speak in tongues every time. We'll tell you when you speak. There were certain things we believed, but it was just what we knew. We didn't know so many things in the Bible. The girl got married to him, and then she finished the work. By the time my mentor was meeting him for lunch in Kaduna, he was finished. His name was actually David. He spoke to my mentor because he found out my mentor was also David. So I'm David. He said, oh. Then he told my mentor the story of how he became a Christian and how a girl was planted in his life to end everything about him. And now he's just a shadow of himself. Your gift will save your life. Anything, nothing clouds the power of your gift like emotions. Nothing clouds the power of your gift like emotions. If I tell you I love you, it's a deliberate statement. It's not, it has nothing to do with how I feel. Feelings don't mean nothing. Feeling is just we are campaigning. We want to bring you to come and vote. Campaign. When we marry, we will know who loves. The Bible didn't say love your fiancé, it said love your wife. There's no commandment in the Bible to love the woman you want to marry. But when you wake up and find that it's to be, love her. If she's short, love her. If she has bow leg, love her. If she's black, love her. If she's white, congratulations, love her. If she has one eye, love her. She has three eyes, love her. What? Because the commandment to love, you will now realize you need grace for it. That's why it's called agape, God's kind of love. Grace must make you able to love. Something significant in the character of Joseph in this regard is how that despite the fact he was victimized and hated, he didn't retaliate or respond back in the same way by hating his brothers. The things that will preserve your gift is your Christian character. You can pray up a storm and have a very powerful gift. If you have no character, that means you have no foundation. That gift will erupt one day and destroy you. There are people praying, Lord, anoint me, do this, do that, but there's no foundation for what you're asking for. This, what you have here, can only take 3-bedroom flat. You're asking for skyscraper. How? You have to bring everything down. Do you know you cannot modify the foundation of a 3-story building to put a skyscraper? You cannot. You have to bring everything down. This guy was born with a gift. At the age of 17, he had seen his future, but understanding was restrained from him. Learn how to keep your mouth shut when you really don't have to talk. It will save your life. Most of the people you are talking to don't care one cent if you survive or die. They don't care. The gift of dreams was the channel through which the Lord began to speak to this brother. Unfortunately, it was not the enemy outside that tried to kill him. It was the enemy within. May the Lord deliver us from the enemy within. Amen. He said in verse 6, please hear the, I've had another dream. Say we were binding sheaves. He said, your own sheaves bowed to me. The guy has no decorum. He says it the way he sees it. Do you know your gift can be useful in your business? I've had dreams while I was working at the bank, Oceanic Bank. I will see a crisis before it happens, and I will tell my boss. I won't tell them I saw a dream. I'll just say, let's do this. That'll be it. Pharaoh is not interested in your dream. Can you interpret? I hear you can, yes, but right now we need an interpreter. Can you take this concept that we are playing with at the boardroom or at this strategy session, can we put flesh around it? Most people fail at distance. That guy had a gift, but he had righteousness. He had integrity. The Bible says righteousness will what? Exalt, not just exalt, it will also preserve. Preserve a nation, the carrier. Joseph refused to hate. And sometimes, if you hate certain people, you are justified. But he made a decision. You know, in his innocence, just decided, I will not respond the same way these people. For whatever reason, he never even understood until he was older in Egypt. And he said, what you meant for evil, the Lord has turned for my good. But it took him years of suffering to realize that one verse, that one statement. While I was working at the bank, when I started working at the bank, they told me to my face that I was a misfit. And really, when you look at me, do I look like a banker? I don't look like a banker. My elder called me, said, you are good in communications. Maybe you should go back and finish your master's in Ife. Go and teach. That from the first day we came here, we knew your gift was in your mouth. You can't calculate money. I had P7 in mass. All this brilliance came after WAEC. I hope my son is not listening. So he won't say after our daddy said. I'm not joking. I was telling my wife, I said, I like being first, but I don't like doing the work. So I just make sure I'm somewhere. Out of 25 in the class, I'll be 18, 19, 20. Then my father will abuse my life, flog me. After 3 days, we move on to next term again. My brother-in-law that came the other day from Bini, that I said, my brother-in-law, my sister is married to him. If she had, in the days of A1s, some of you don't know A1, no? But in the days of A1s, my sister would have, out of 9, then it was 9 subjects, she would have 8 A's, 1 C, C4. Out of the 8 A's, she would have like 7 A1s. 7 A1 was from, is it 80? I don't, there's A1, A2, A3, C4, whatever, but A1 was the best. Then my dad would say, see your life. And he would talk to me. But me, I had a gift. But nobody saw my gift. They never saw my being inquisitive towards spiritual things, that it was anything. The only thing was that when my dad was going for a CAN meeting, Bible Society of Nigeria, he would take only me. And I'll sit among elders. And they will be, my dad was the chairman of Bible Society of Nigeria. And they'll be discussing how they will take the Bible in Hausa language and thief to certain villages that nobody had preached. I would sit in the meeting. I didn't understand. The only thing I knew was that these Bibles that they've just imported in the north, they needed to share them. And the risk of the persecution. And they were strategizing. I didn't know a mandate was going to follow me. It's not, you just look at your life carefully. You will notice there's been a kind of pattern. And that there's nothing happening to you now that is strange. Abraham was a sojourner, left his father's house. Isaac was a sojourner. Jacob was a sojourner. Now the next carrier of the mandate is having to sojourn in Egypt. Yet he could not make the connection. What is happening to you is not strange. There's a prime minister on your inside. Come on, say amen. If the Lord had told Joseph, in clear words, you'll be prime minister of Egypt. Son, I told mommy last night, this Amala is too much. There is no way on earth that our brother would have thought he was not going mad. If the Lord had told him in clear terms that he would be the prime minister of a country that he was not a citizen of. That is why in the realm of prophetic dreams, God codes the messages. Write it down. God codes the messages. He will put it in parables. Most of it actually in parables. Some of them will be like, okay, you have to decode the dream to know the real meaning. So, and you are trying to decode it and it's not decoding. Hey, who knows what I'm saying? You know this is God, but the power button is not coming. Decode, decode, decode. While you are battling with it, my brother will call you and say, man of God, I had a dream. We'll say, oh, okay, I sense this one, this one, this one. Your own dream is still locked with padlock. You are still thinking, now wow. The thing looks so simple, yet it's hidden from you. But you are interpreting other dreams like Joseph. You need to do that to sharpen the gift. God will keep your prophecy and lock it in parables until the appointed time when those dreams will begin to manifest of their own accord. God keeps dreams in parables to protect their timing. God protects and codes dreams so that you cannot abort it. God protects and hides dreams so that even the enemy will be perplexed. Should we kill Jesus? Should we leave him? And in trying to kill him, they fulfilled God's purpose. The Joseph anointing is an incredibly fantastic anointing, because that anointing can morph into the spiritual space. It can morph into the business space. It gives a man... which business school did Joseph go to? Think about it. I know you want to spend $3 million to LBS, but think about it. It's important too. You should go to LBS. At least once in a lifetime. Pastor Ego is graduating from LBS next 2 weeks. So, it's commendable. You know, you can't be around me and be fluffing, be doing lucky big boy. For what? Yeah, because you're a pastor. You go to school. The way I'm looking at you, they need to mark your script. Use red biro, spoil it. Give you 4/10. Then you now realize not by the anointing. My lecturer told me, said, the way I'm looking at you, you don't look like a serious person. He told me. I had 74 at the highest score in the department. He said, you appear to me not to be serious. Ah, you just read the scores now. I felt so bad. I said, no. I said, you are my supervisor. I can come to you. Say, I'm not your supervisor to do your work for you. In my office. Say, are you not? One day he wrote in my paper, are you calling yourself a pastor? What quality of work is this? Bang, bang. I felt like the God of thunder, power, burn this man. Use red bag. It is still my house. Are you cursing? Where are you getting all these lies from? I want to see the research material. You are a liar. Are you? I see. I went under the tree. Chioma came. I don't know what I did to this man. I could have rained thunder, but I won't graduate. I was the first to finish my research. So I went to his office. I said, sir, thank you for everything. He did like this. He said, well done. I said, this man shaking me. Today's a good day. I was the first to finish. So then he hit me. All of that shredding and tearing was capacity building. He wanted to know if I could be trusted. Because I've heard him say time and again, he has not been able to find one person to pour what he knows into his head. The man is extremely brilliant, but he's very touchy. So you have to manage yourself around him. The man shook me, said, well done. I said, can I call you? He said, sure, call me. Chat with me. Chat. He still didn't give me A. Despite all that, we are relating now. Gave me B, 65. The other ones gave me 69. And that was the best score. That was the best score. So I want you to be... Say, this work is not properly referenced. You know what I'm saying? Baba Familia. I'm a pastor. I don't need this certificate. You have a gift, but it's unrefined. And God will not allow you to choose how the gift to be refined. He will choose the process himself. He can use unbelievers. They will show you pepper. You will put in your best into a design and take it to your client. And say, what is this? What is this? Ah, this is what we discussed. Look at the chart. He said, and the person who referred you to me told me you are very good. God will use anything possible, including a cutlass,
shovel to train you. Because it is not about the gift if you don't have what it takes to power it. Your small, I better pass my neighbor, cannot charge your solar inverter. It's generator, but it can't charge. The capacity is different. A man struggled. He started his life seeing visions about himself. He tried to get money, he could not. But when he rose to a certain stature, he was speaking to kings. One audience with Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, "You are the guy I need. Remove this ring." And the ring in ancient times was the signature of the king. Once you see anything, if that stamp on that ring is not there, it is what we evolved to company seal now. Bam! The royal signet. If it's not there, or a lesson, you are just talking. But when they see the stamp of the king, they know that that thing is authentic. The king removed it and said, "Only in the throne will I be greater than you. Any other thing in this organization, let them go to Quincy." The day it happened, are you even surprised that he didn't dream about it? He didn't dream about it again. They just called, they say it's time. Come and be king. There was no time to pray. Father, the spirit of interpretation. Gift, you know? The gift, they have cooked it. It's now done. Without blinking, like Balaam. He sees into the spiritual without closing his eyes. It takes years. It takes years. All this fluffing around, trying to be a good boy. That you better start ye kind of a call of Messiah on that gift. Learning from the masters. Handling persecution well. Handling rejection well. From the very first day I was rejected, and I knew I was a misfit. Even up to now, I'm still not a mathematician. I just like to see the alert, but I don't add. My wife is a human calculator. Human, I'm not joking. Human, she calculates without using calculator. She just, that's the answer. Go and check it. Exactly. One day she wanted to do something. She was I said, "Why are you? You don't. Show a anointing. I hope the anointing is not going down because my wife doesn't use calculator." But I must not allow myself to be threatened. So I maintain my own anointing. I'm always amazed how she does. You give her a string of figures. She does do like, do like. So, and she gives you the answer. If you check it, she's there. But I wasn't there. But now I'm in the bank and they are telling me credit is not what we used to call credit. Like when you eat on credit, that credit has a different meaning in the bank. And like, I couldn't, like it took me like a year. I didn't get it. Credit. Mama, I go, "Owe you credit." Like, and I'm at the bank. They are saying, "No, it's not that kind of credit." Then when you receive money in the bank, you don't credit, you debit yourself. If you receive money, it's credit now. Like, if you, they said, "Oh my God, I struggled. After some time, I became depressed. I entered into depression. I started praying. This today, as I'm going out, I will not be depressed. I'm telling you. Some of you think when you tell me your prayer, don't be laughing. My own was severe. It was severe depression. I'll be happy in the while I'm in the bus. The moment I see my signage, Oceanic Bank. I just say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, this today there will be no shortage. Today there will be no any customer that will give me problem. In the name of Jesus, they will not come." They will say, "Then I misplaced a customer side card. I look for it for 1 week. I even went outside on the main road. I became confused. Please, did you see any ID card on the road? Did you see any ID card? I cannot go back home and tell my mommy they're sacred." It was so bad because when you enter that state, you'll be making mistakes freely. You will say, "Okay, let me sign it. Let me sign it." You don't have a pen in your hand. "Let me sign it." You will do your hand like this. There's no pen. I'm not joking. Some of you've not. Well, that's why as a doctor, you are not allowed to treat your own child. Or your emotions are involved. That sometimes I have a problem. I will call Pastor Desmond. Come and pray for me. Because if I ask someone to pray for me, "Hey, Pastor God, you know it's our pastor. Hey, I beg, when I go sit down. Pastor Desmond, I beg.
So,
pop. He will slap, knock, pop. Say, get up, you are free.
I say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
The general says, come here, man. So, the general.
The gift was there. The gift became suppressed by depression. When I sleep and I dream, I see strange things. Because I was like a fish out of water. My own boss told me that I would never do it. That this is not my line. This is not my calling. Told me I was going to be sacked. Not because she wants it, but because that's what will happen. Eventually, she was sacked for me. The week after, she was sacked for wishing sack on a servant of God. Do you know that all through the time I got my job and I was working in that bank, I never saw it that they did me a favor. Because I was in the lands of Sokoto, in that classroom at the tail end of that campus, Sultan Bello Secondary School. And I was praying with my friend, Prophet Shah, that I came here the other day, a few years ago. And he prayed as we were praying. He began to prophesy. For the Lord says he's sending you to Lagos. You are going to operate in prophetic and healing anointing. You will be a pastor. You will work in a bank. I picked the anointing. Picked the reason. I say bank. I know what. Because it's not my line. Everything happened as he predicted. If you saw me 20 years ago, it's not this boy. It's bank that has, you know, repackaged. We can wear yellow on white. Doesn't mean anything. Is it not to wear clothes and go out? We wore bedroom slippers to church and climb the altar. Somebody shout out, why look at my shoe? I have climbed the altar with shoes that were pointing to heaven. Condemned. It didn't matter. We didn't celebrate those things. We just wanted people who loved God. I was leading the choir. Jesus, a miracle. Wow. The shoes were condemned. Didn't matter nothing. They said, I can't come because there was no light. I can't control. Who is looking at you? Better drag yourself. Sit at the back. The gift was there, but it became crippled. The same, my regional manager stood in a meeting and said, I don't know what you are doing here. You are just everything in the opposite direction. My regional manager, who had the ears of the MD of the bank, CC Library, he said that to me. Don't allow people to say negative words to you in the name of. Now I know it was witchcraft. But then I could not fight it because I didn't have the background in banking, I didn't have the background in accounting. I could not talk back because I didn't know. What are the documents required for a PTA? The more you ask me, I forget. What are the ID cards a customer can present to pay them on a third party check? Thing is gone. But I cannot work with this boy. I cannot work with him. Ordinary ID card. I've never had an ID card in my life. It's this bank ID card that is the first ID card I'm ever having. Don't let people deceive you. They want to talk down because they were also hot when they were at your level. They now want to take it out on you. And you don't know where the pain is coming from. Many of them were also treated that way. When they came in newly. None of those people, including the gentleman, can look at me now and not say yes, sir. None of them. The state of your mind is a strong condition to how powerful your gift is. You may be like this. You will not always be like this. Keep growing. Keep growing. You will not always be like this. You will. Not, I say you will not always be like this. Keep growing. You owe yourself that one. They talked down me. They said all kind of things. I have lost my job many times over again just by their conversation. They are waiting to say donate somebody. And then I became the head of that unit. Then I went on leave. They sacked a lot of people. Say, call that boy back. I was on that desk in that office by prophecy. To sack me, you must get permission of the person who brought me.
It's not a matter of we want to sack. I was not interested. The one, my maker, my caller, said to me in Sokoto, he said, I am sending you to the bank. You will be there. You will be a pastor. You will be a prophet. You will operate in the anointing. You will be a... He told me it was clear now. When the church even didn't start, I went to Pastor Rav. I was in Accra, and he said to me, the Lord said he has given you 5 years. Go and enjoy your life. After 5 years, the work will start. Exactly the way he predicted. I started going to Silver Bed. My wife would remember that period. Ah, mama, there's traffic. Let's go and watch film. We are going to Silver Bed, enjoying, eating at, there's one nice eatery. Around, close to Silver Bed. We'll go there, eat, waiting for traffic. Go and watch film. The man said 5 years. Let me spend my money. The moment we hit 5 years, I will sleep. I will see myself on crusade grounds. I say, hey! Hey! I say myself, pray for crippled people. I say, I don't know, saying that so 5 years they take complete. Hey, we are here now, 8 years. 1st of March, next month, this church will be 8 years. Month of March, I'll be in Benin City. We are starting our 4th church. Eh? But I was the boy they gave up on. Even those who were called to me, she didn't think I was called. But they could not deny the gift. Don't let anybody shut you down. Don't be your own enemy. Don't be your own enemy. Worrying will not change anything. God brought you this far. Let him take the driver's seat. All of a sudden, you want to be in control. All of a sudden, you that didn't know how you got here. You were in your village. God brought you to Lagos. All of a sudden, you want to be smart. Ask Joseph, how will you leave this prison and go to the palace? Does he know? It's a wish. It will never come to pass that you will leave the prison. Maybe you want to go and be cleaning shoe at the palace. Yeah? Maybe. Maybe. You are looking at somebody who is nothing but a product of God's mercy, because there was nothing I did. Moved. I got caught back from my vacation. They said a lot of people have been fired. Resume. I said, I can't resume. I'm on leave. So I'm talking to you. I said, I'm on leave. Say, do you know what is going on in the bank? People have been laid off. I said. And I said it from a sincere point of, you didn't give me the job. The one who called me, when it's time, he would take the job. You are an employee like myself. I said it from a sincere, innocent, childlike mind. I didn't know it. If you say it to me now, I will sack you. But I was just being honest. I was at Moway then. Report now. I said, I can't come. Where are you? I said, I can't come. Say, so person has been sacked. So person has come and head the unit. I said, I'm not. Should we put say I'm not good? They started throwing a particular narrative in the bank that any unit I went to, people will get fired and I will take over the unit. That was the narrative. I said, it's not me. Oh, it just happened. I don't know. But I started seeing the trajectory. If there were 3 people ahead, they will leave. I'll take over. The day my regional manager came to the bank, needed to do something, he said, Benga is there. He's one of the top guys there. Called me. Said, good afternoon, Mr. Sam. I'm sure what he was remembering was all the time he dissed me in a regional meeting. His tenure had passed. That boy you dissed is now the head of operations. And I was still standing there. Said, wow. Say, you are now so matured and big. I said, yes. Yes. He needed a favor that would have required him bringing his elderly mom to the bank. I waived that policy for him. Sent that document to his mom directly. Said, thank you very much. Said, no, no worries, sir. You are my boss. No worries. But in his mind, the battle will be going on. The same boy that they say was not good enough. In one day, the head of operations went on leave, handed over to me. The branch manager went on leave, handed over to me. I became branch manager and head of operations in one day. Don't be your own enemy. Your dream, your greatness will start from your dream. But don't be your own enemy. People will say what they like. Haters will hate. You understand? But Don't say because it was your brothers that said you will not make progress. Like the way the brothers of Joseph spoke. You now started listening to those rubbish. The one who gave you your dream is who? So why are you listening to side talk? This is the reason why many will not. This is February now. I want to do programming. I want to do a course in artificial intelligence. This is February now. You have gone to buy another human hair. You've not registered for the program. Then by another month of prayer, you will come with 32 days fasting and prayer. You want to bring the heavens down. Go and apply for that course. Thank you very much. Go and apply. COVID year. Oh, no, no. I don't want to. I don't. Well, Charles knows. But I've not. See, Joseph is a product of one man who was always talking. I've had a dream. When he saw what that statement was always doing to him, later he stopped talking. Even when he went into the prison, he stopped talking. He became chief chamo of the prisoners. The one that collects, the one that will charge you when you come. Collect money. Keep quiet. When your vision gets to a level, you stop talking too much. You are now processing everything in your head. The day they sent for him, he didn't even act surprised. He said, I need to shave. First shave. I can't see the king like this. Because if the king sees you once, he will return you to prison. Oh. The Joseph anointing, you dress for your moment. That day, you will wear your Mary Kay, wear your earrings, wear your... This 1-5 minutes, you can't mess up. There's where they will see you. They will say, don't talk. Resume. Don't know. Are you the one? I like you. Resume. Not that the one that will see you, you look like a computer whiskey. They say, Are you the one? I beg. Dress for your assignment. Shave this beard. Put on proper clothes. Today is the day we've been waiting for. The reason why I went to prison. The reason why I'm not in Potiphar's house. The reason why I was thrown into the pit. The reason why I was rejected by my own family. The reason why my father thinks I'm dead. Is this moment. I can't show up anyhow. Your company matters. Your dressing matters. It's not just about your makeup. It's about your making side. You've got to make up inside and make up on the outside. Joseph is a classical anointing that a classical type of believer that the Lord is raising in these days. People who are heavily anointed. Anointed, you almost think they are pastors, but they are in the business world. Heavily anointed, but they are in the political space. Heavily anointed, but they are ambassadors like Miles Monroe. Heavily anointed with tongues and prophecy, but they are musicians. See this puppy, leave it for me. Let's get you ready for your assignment. In the name of Jesus, your time is now. In the name of Jesus, your time is now. One more time, in the name of Jesus, the risen Son of God, your time is now. Thank the Lord for 1 minute. Thank him. We are already stretched over our time. So thank him. Because we are taking giant strides this time. Are you thanking him? You are the Most High. You are the Most High.